Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, I am not Ken Goodman. Ken is out this week. I'm Harry Porter. I'm General Manager of the Sentinel Record. I'm going to be filling in for Ken this week. I have the great pleasure of having Brian Grant with us, the owner of Flex Fitness here in Hot Springs. Brian, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Tell us, how did you personally get started in fitness? Was it high school sports? What got you into fitness first?
I was probably about 23 whenever I really got, you know, invested into it and found a good sense of what I wanted to do with it. I worked out in several different gyms over the years, and then ultimately in 2016, Paul established Flex Fitness. And I'd heard about it, wanted to go give it a shot, and man, the atmosphere was just amazing. The culture that it had, you know, it was a new and upcoming deal. Gyms are kind of like that, though. They're something that's, you know, you kind of have to revamp them every couple of years, put some new life into it, I guess you'd say. And earlier this year, you know, Paul wanted to take on some new endeavors in life and kind of move on, and said he was interested in selling the gym, and I thought it was a good opportunity to take it over and add my little personality to it.
So very cool. So you've been there 2-ish, 3-ish months about, so?
Yeah, we took it over in, officially took it over in August. So, but we started getting in there about June or July. He wanted to kind of back out and, you know, take some vacation time and stuff like that. So we went in and did all of our cleanup and moved some stuff around, got everything ready for what we want to do for our additions.
Right.
So we're wanting to take some of the equipment that's, you know, I'm not going to say outdated, but some of the equipment that's, you know, ready to be kind of modified, get some newer stuff in there. You know, like a lot of people have gotten so redundant with like the treadmills and ellipticals that. And man, now there's, you know, row machines and, you know, assault bikes and Jacob's ladders. There's so many new things that people are getting a lot more out of. And it's not just that, you know, redundancy of sitting there just step after step, not getting anywhere really.
Right. So. Yeah, I noticed the other day y'all just got some, the new, what's it called? I saw on your Facebook you posted where you
bought the cable, the pull.
Yeah, those are new. Yeah, those are cool.
Those are actually pretty fun because you can compete with the person beside you.
Yeah, it's kind of like a skier, I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
So Rogue came out with them. They're the Concept Series. They're pretty nice.
Very cool.
We've completely repainted that entire room, which we've started doing a lot of redesigning to it. So it's got a lot of artwork up on the wall.
Oh yeah.
A great deal. It's you know, kind of a graffitied out type look.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's, we're kind of going for like a dog pound type of thing.
I gotcha.
You know,
I
just
gotcha.
Something like that. Something just a little different.
You know,
that gyms get caught up in having the same look and the same vibe, and you know, we're not a big gym. We're a smaller gym. We're looking at about 3,700 square foot, but we've got a, you know, smaller membership rate. So it's, when you're there, it's a lot more comfortable because you don't have everybody on top of you.
Right. Yeah, that makes a big difference. So since you've kind of taken it over, what have you found to be your biggest challenge so far, anyway, as far as getting things into the way you want them done?
Oh man, like the people that are already there are seeing the changes, so they're loving it. It's just getting people in the door, which this is, you know, just like any other business, you know, it's seasonal. This is not the time of year to, you know, to really get a big membership boom. You're going to have members fall off this time of year just because it's holidays. They're not worried about that lake body right now. People are kind of short-minded on that figure. You know, they say, man, I want to look great for the summertime, but they want to wait until spring. So, which I have to admit, I'm guilty of that myself. So, I like my Thanksgiving and my stuffing and all that kind of stuff. And then then all of a sudden it's like January and you got that New Year's resolution. Right. So that's usually a really big boom in the gym industry. That's where a lot of people come in and they're ready to make all the changes. And it's just keeping them there.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But that's really what it boils down to is atmosphere. You know, and if you go to other gyms, you can they're all a little different. They've all got different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some you go to and everyone's, you know, there's no music playing or it's real low and everyone's wearing headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great for the people that want to do that. You know, they're a little more inverted, mm-hmm. you know, so it's just kind of a deal where people are just in their own little world doing their own little thing. In ours, it's a little different. We play our music extremely loud, so if you put your headphones on, you're still going to get to listen to our music too. I hope they're really expensive headphones, because
right.
we like to jam, we like to have a good time, but you know, it's real personable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's talking to everybody. There's a lot of gym social, you know, that goes on, so you got people that are, you know, like, man, I hit the gym for 2 hours. Yeah, the last 45 minutes, you're really just talking.
So, right, right.
But, I mean, it's our way. It's just the way that we are. We, you know, it's kind of a flex family. So
right.
it's something where we all just kind of unite and hang out and, you know, get to take a moment. And, you know, the gym is great for your physical, attributes, but it's really a lot more about mental.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot about, you know, like having a sanctuary to go and get to chill and let the day go.
Mm-hmm. So would you say Flex is more of a lifter's gym or?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's definitely a place, you know, like, you know, you've got some where, you know, you can't do the heavy grunting.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wear, you know, spaghetti shirts and stuff
yeah.
like that. And for us, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, like for health code violations, you have to keep your shirt on, but it can be really cut up. So we're more about, you know, getting in there and getting it done and getting,
mm-hmm.
you know, lifting heavy. So there's a lot more rooting, a lot more loud.
Right.
You know,
right.
We don't mind the grunting and
right.
slamming weights.
I got
you know,
you.
Our dumbbells go up to 145 pounds a piece.
Oh,
so
wow.
We
yeah.
encourage you to yeah. try to get there.
Yeah, you want the big boys.
I want
then.
The big boys. Yeah.
yeah.
So
I know nutrition plays a big part in fitness, and I know you guys do some stuff with nutrition over there. What do y'all do on
we,
the nutrition?
We teamed
side?
Up with Rexius. Man, I'll tell you, the guy that runs that, him and his wife, they are a really cool couple. They're really good people. Kai, he works there. He's an amazing addition to, you know, their group. They handle all your major supplements.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of came in and gave us, you know, a plethora of what we would need that are gym savvy type things. You know, like your creatines, your weight gainers, you know, your pre-workouts, you know, vascular dilators, mm-hmm. things like that. So we carry some of their stuff at our gym, just for convenience. We still say that if you're wanting to go and get loaded up with a bunch of, you know, diuretics and stuff, like things that are more specialty, then, you know, Rexius is the place to go. We feel strongly about, you know, our relationship with them. They've done us, you know, great. So it's as far as, you know, any of your supplements, we definitely like to group with them on that kind of stuff. They carry an amazing line of just all kinds of variants. So they're really a big attribute to ours. And then we've also teamed with Simple Nutrition. They're, you know, your Herbalife.
Mm-hmm.
So they do the shakes and the teas. It's a good alternative to having a lot of times when you work out, you know, as soon as you get done, you know, your stomach doesn't feel quite right. And it's hard to get that knife and fork
mm-hmm,
meal.
Right.
You know, you're like, man, I'm sweating. My stomach's kind of churning a little bit. I can't just sit down and eat, a chicken pasta
mm-hmm.
meal. I can't just do the chicken and rice every day. So it's a really good alternative to be able to go grab that shake, time protein. You know, and if you're continuing on with your day, it's still beneficial because it does have, you know, it does have a pretty good load of sugar and stuff in it. So you're keeping your energy level up. The teas are amazing. I get one every morning.
Okay.
So it has a good spark to it. So
and these are all available right there at Flex, so they can get them right there.
We carry some of the stuff at Flex, but as far as like the teas and the shakes, you know, that's Simple Nutrition.
Gotcha.
But like I said, we've got a partnership with them. So in our deal, what you do is whenever you sign up with us, you get a punch card.
Okay.
That punch card is applicable at Simple Nutrition.
Right.
So you can go there and get a dollar off of whatever your purchase is just for being a member from us. You know, with Rexius, they've you know, cut their price down to us to allow us to have a little bit of, you know, meat on the bone to be able to still sell their products at, you know, at the same rate that they are. It's just a friendly relationship that allows them to, you know, help get their name out there. It helps us with being able to carry a line that's local.
Gotcha.
You know, these are local guys that, you know, if there's a question, you can go and talk to that guy face to face. It's not an online type deal where,
gotcha,
let's say you buy it and you're not happy with it, well then you got to ship it back, or, you know, there's a lot of questions with supplements that you really need someone that is extremely knowledgeable, because there's a lot of false information when it comes to supplements.
Absolutely.
A lot.
Yeah. So training, do you guys do any personal training over there?
Yeah, we've got a few trainers. It depends on what you're looking for. I mean, we've got some that, you know, work with people that are shooting for weight loss. We've got some that are just shooting to get as big as possible. We've got some, you know, that train, you know, different people that have appetite issues where it's hard for them to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young people, you know, have the problem of not being able to put pounds on. They don't have that glorious benefit that we've got at 40 plus years old, where you can just look at a sandwich and put the weight on.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they battle. That's a different battle. So we've got different people for different things, because, you know, like it's really about specializing in something. So, you know, like we've got a life coach that works up there. She's amazing. And then we've got a guy that he does all the training for the big guys that are, you know, if you're wanting to squat 500, he's the guy that, you know, he's going to get you there. And then, of course, like I said, you know, we've got the supplements to back it up. So a lot of fitness is diet. You know, it's about what you're putting in your body. But diet's such a dirty word.
Yeah.
Because everyone looks at it and they're like, you know, whoa, I don't want to go on a diet. You're already on a diet. It may be a moon pie diet. I have no idea. It could be a fast food diet.
Right.
But you're on a diet regardless.
Yeah.
So it's a lot about just some minor tweaking, man. It doesn't take as much as everyone thinks it does. I mean, we're not all sitting in there, you know, packing in 3,000 calories a day, and you don't have the ones that are trying to, you know, drop a few pounds. They're not starving themselves and running on the treadmill for 3 hours a day. It's about small changes in life, things that are easily maintainable, because if you can't sustain it, you know, everyone tries to go on like the hardcore keto diet all at once, but they don't do anything to warm up to it. So then it's boom, they lose a lot of weight, but then they gain it back along with rebound weight on top of that, because it wasn't, you know, maintainable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more about just having reasonable goals that you can meet.
So what would you say to the person who maybe didn't grow up as an athlete, wasn't really into physical fitness, and they've kind of always, I want to start going to a gym, I want to start lifting weights, but, you know, some of those people are intimidated about coming to the gym. What would you say to those people about coming to Flex?
We get it all the time. I mean, like, you know, for us, we didn't just come out of the womb knowing everything that's in the gym. Everyone goes in ignorant right off the bat. It's just the way life is. No matter what you do, if you're wanting to get into something, then you just have to get your feet wet. I mean, it's just, you know, you have to break that boundary. And with us, you know, we do offer a nice deal with that. So let's just say if you come in and you want to sign up, we don't do contracts. So you're not signing away a 12-month obligation. You come in, you put your card on file, it gets drafted every month. If you decide, hey, man, this just isn't for me, you just bring your key back, drop it off, we swap the key, cancel your membership, and you're back out the door, and there's no argument, there's no, hey, man, why are you leaving? It's just a simple deal. But the thing that we do that's a little bit different is we noticed that whenever I started looking at taking this gym over, that people come in, they sign up, they're excited, that they're looking around at all the equipment and trying to figure out what's supposed to be done. And they're looking at the pictures of what muscles it's working out. So they really just don't have any idea or can't put their mind around. And you don't want to get on that machine because you don't want to look, you know, you don't look stupid doing it, which is completely understandable. I don't like looking stupid any more than anybody else does. But, you know, the fact is we'll take and give you two free one-hour sessions.
Oh, wow, really?
So that's you know, you can come in on a Tuesday and a Thursday. We can do upper body one day, lower body the next. We can do a push day, a pull day. There's all kinds of ways that we can work it. I mean, there's a you know, but that gives you two complete hours just dedicated to you and us going through and using all the machinery and showing you the proper function, the proper form. And if you want to continue on after that, then we can set you up with a personal trainer that continues that journey with you. I can tell you that people look at it all the time. They say, well, I don't want to spend that kind of money for a personal trainer. One, it's not nearly as much as you think. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, $200-$300 a week or nothing like that. It's, you know, most of our trainers are quite reasonable with the pricing. The fact of the matter is you get 10 times more out of it with a trainer, because they're keeping you accountable.
Right.
They're talking to you about your diet. They're making suggestions of what to change. They're telling you about supplements that you could be adding to your already everyday thing that could be making, you know, 30-40% more, you know, results out of what you're already doing. You're getting a lot of knowledge. You're getting a lot of guidance. You're getting someone that's helping you build. And then, of course, just like anything else, you know, just like with counseling, the idea behind it is to get that trainer, get set, get on the tracks, get your train moving forward, and then let go of the handlebars. You know, like that you're supposed to, you should, after a certain reasonable amount of time, you should be able to move on and you know, get a lifting partner, bring somebody in that you want to work out with, you know. We'll give them a couple of days free pass. They can come in with you, see if they like it.
Right.
If they do, then you got your own partner.
But it also sounds like the membership you have there, they're going to be encouraging. If you're there and, well, I'm not sure how this equipment works, there'll be people there that'll step in and say, hey, let me show you. Or you can watch them and figure it out.
It's the funniest things, you know, because people walk in and they're like, man, I don't want to, you know, jump on that bench press because that guy over there is doing 405, you know, and here it is, you know, like I'm struggling with the bar, you know. But I can tell you that in our gym, when you walk in, you can pick out the biggest boy, and it's the nicest guy you're ever going to meet. That's just I don't know what the rules are and why it's like that, but I'm telling you, you know, like you find the little scrawny ones, they're the most raspy, you know, got a big mouth and all that. But you go up to the big guys, the ones that just, you know, look like a diesel truck, and man, they're nice. They're always, hey man, let me give you a spot, let me, you know, give you a hand, let me show you what I've been doing. And then before you know it, you see them in their gym bags, you know, exchanging supplements and stuff like that. And it's, you know, it's really about a big family. I mean, it's about a group that's there to support each other. I think life in general tends to tear you down enough having a place to go where people are trying to build you up, man, that's you can't put a price on that.
Absolutely.
Tune in to Check Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Something I've always wondered about, and I guess maybe it's human nature, but you'd be the expert, so I want to get your opinion on this. What is it at a gym that people struggle so much to re-rack the weights or put the equipment back? Why do people just leave it?
Well, I was hoping you had the answer to that.
I wish I did, man.
Because I put all the re-rack your weight stickers up, and I just don't get it. So what we like to tell people is if you have trouble racking it, you let us know. We'll get one of the girls to do it for you. So if you can't pick the weight back up and put it up there, we've got plenty of girls that'll take care of that heavy weight for you. So, because they're not scared. So, no, I mean, that's the funny thing. It's always the people that you know, that they say, man, I sure do love how clean it is in here. And then they leave their rags laying everywhere.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know what it is, man. But, like, for me, I don't really care because I'm there all day. We've got other people that are there all day. So, I guess when it boils down to it, if everyone racked their weights all the time, I really wouldn't have a whole lot
to
do.
That's true.
It at least keeps me busy. So, I don't really care that much.
So that's a great thing. If you've got staff there all the time, somebody listening today, if they just want to drop by and take a look at the place and talk to you guys a little bit about it.
So ours, you know, we're usually staffed from 7:30 till about 5:30, Monday through Friday.
Great.
Now, we're not there on the weekends because just like everybody else, we got families.
Absolutely.
So we want to be able to do our weekend thing. Same way you're going to work out so you can look good so you can go to the lake. Man, I want to hit that lake too, you know? So you ain't going to catch me up there on a Saturday. But no, you know, like, so you usually got from 7:30 till 5:30 that people are there. And the front door, you know, you got your right door that works off the key fob, but the left door stays unlocked throughout the day. So you're welcome to just walk in. If not, you know, if for some reason one of us had to leave and we locked the door, phone number is right there on the front. Hot Springs, you can get anywhere in 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
So no matter where one of us is, we can still come up there. We do day passes for $5.
Oh, wow.
A lot of places don't even like doing day passes. So, I mean, if you're from out of town, just, you know, traveling through, you know, it's a nice place to be able to just come, throw $5 down, work out the whole day. On top of that, we've got tanning that's included in with it.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I don't know any other place in town for $5. No. You can go train all day long and tan for free,
yeah.
You know, take a shower and leave.
Absolutely.
I mean, to me, it's just a budget.
Right.
But, I mean, it's, you know, we do have 24-hour tanning, so it's like, you know, so you can tan anytime you want to. It's nice to have a 24-hour gym. You'd be surprised at the people, you know, because, you know, you think about your schedule. You think about your routine, but not everybody's routine's the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can take and go in there and check on the cameras and see people showing up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't think about the people that work till midnight, and
right.
Then they get off work, and they're like, man, I want to go hit the gym.
Right.
A lot of gyms, you know, you don't have that luxury. But, you know, now granted, we're not staffed during those hours.
Right.
So they're
you're available. I mean, people can go.
The gym's happy to be there. Right, I'm not going to be there at 2 in the morning. If I'm there at 2 in the morning, the power is off or something's wrong.
Right.
but you're more than welcome to show up at 2 and work out as long as you want.
Exactly.
Right now, we are doing a lot of renovations. So we're doing, we got a guy coming in, Francisco Reyes. He is helping to paint all of the murals all over the wall. Super nice guy. I mean, he comes in usually like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, something like that, and then he'll paint from, you know, usually about 10 o'clock at night until 3 or 4 in the morning. So those are actually some pretty cool hours because you get to see this guy come in and just turn a blank canvas into this crazy mural just one step at a time. So people will come in day by day, and I'll never forget the whenever he first started it, he was just doing the outlines, and I thought, oh my Lord, I have paid a guy. this looks like some third grade artwork going on here. And then the next day I came in, I was like, man, it looks entirely different. And the third day I came in, I was like, I gotta pay this guy more. You know, like I immediately called him, and I was like, I feel like that check was too low. You know, and I mean, which he's doing an amazing job. He's going to be with us for another month or so until we get it all done. But every wall's getting completely repainted. We're really just wanting to revamp it. You know, some of the equipment we're able to just put new pads on, and that's great, but most of it's changed out. You know, we want some of the newer stuff. You know, a lot of our guys, don't get me wrong, we're all builders, so we're all old school lifters.
Mm.
So there is that locker room type feel. You know, it's loud and rowdy. You know, that's kind of our deal. You know, we love it like that, and it's going to remain loud and rowdy.
Right, right.
But, you know, it is nice to get some of the, you know, more ergonomic equipment in. We're looking at getting a stand-up bench press,
Wow.
So there's not one anywhere around here to even go look at. Mm-hmm. So we've got to go out of state to even go watch for these things to figure out which ones we're wanting. But the things like the Jacob's ladders, the assault bikes, the skiers, the row machine, you know, it's just moving, you know, evolution. It's just moving into different stuff. People are tired of the treadmills. They're tired of the ellipticals.
Absolutely.
They're tired of the stair steppers. Because all jokes aside, I tell everybody, come up here and weigh yourself, measure yourself. And then you do that every day for 30 minutes for a month. And we just don't see any results. Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. You're not going the wrong way. You're maintaining. But as far as like actually what people want to see is a difference. They want to be able to hop out of the shower, look in the mirror and be like, man, I look, you know, you can tell this is working.
Right.
Well, the newer style equipment is where it's at. That's what's getting those results because you're burning 3 or 4 times the calories for a shorter distance of you're having to working out. Same way with like a stair stepper, you know, versus your old school step elliptical. Stair stepper, man, there's a lot of versatilities that you can do on that are really beneficial to getting some legs built. You know, nowadays, it's a little different. From my era, you know, we all just wore shorts that was over our knees, you know, and that was just kind of the way to go. So you didn't really worry about building up big legs because you didn't nobody ever see your legs anyways. And now, you know, all the military shorts are coming back, the basketball shorts are coming back, so everything's kind of going. So now it's like, oh, man, I need to start building some hamstrings, you know. Cause, so the leg workouts are becoming a lot more popular for guys than what they used to. Used to, you know, like you'd have your 5-day workout and Wednesday was usually leg day, and you'd go in the gym on Wednesday and be like a ghost town. And be like, man, it's kind of funny because everybody doesn't feel good on leg day. You know, that's the one day everybody seems to be like, you know, today I want to take that extra rest day, you know. But now it's getting to be a little different. Now you're starting to see the guys that are getting big into the squats, you know, stiff leg, you know, deadlifts. There's a lot. Lunges. I mean, you got guys that are in there, like, really killing it now and building some major quads, you know, some huge calves. And that's really nice to be able to see a big change in the workout industry.
So Flex really is kind of marrying new school and old school. If you want to go in there and clang and bang, you can go in there and clang and bang, but you've still got the most modern equipment available if you want to go that route, or a combination of both.
We've got a combination is what we're looking for. We still want, you know, like our beater stuff that, you know, is ours, you know, like you don't necessarily want cracked pads or nothing, but you want that rougher, you know, that rougher look, you know, just something that, you know, because you're grunting, man, you know, you're getting it. So it doesn't have to be this pretty hyper green color that, you know, it's like, oh, look how nice this, you want to be able to just, you know, lunge on down on it, you know, and just get it. So it's, you know, but we're looking at doing a lot of changes. Gym equipment is extremely expensive. I don't really think people understand that whenever they walk in, they're like, man, that's a pretty neat jungle gym. That jungle gym was $16,000.
Wow.
And you're paying $30 a month. So I need you to understand how long it takes to pay for that. But no, I mean, like, you know, when we go in, you know, we're changing some stuff out. And, you know, like just those simple benches, you know, you just think, well, that just bench that you're sitting down on, just, you know, curling, that bench is $800. Right. So it's like, so changing 3 of them out, it's costly. So what we're doing now is pretty nice because we know we do have a nice nest egg that we're fortunate, you know, from other aspects that, you know, we're able to go through and actually do this. A lot of gyms don't have that luxury because you're so focused on giving someone a reasonable price that whenever it's time to change stuff out, the capital's not there. And that's why gyms are good for, you know, 5-7 years and then breathe some new life into it. You're either going to have an investment capital that you're putting back preparing for, you know, a re-grand opening type deal, or it's time to sell and let somebody else take it over that has that capital that is able to take and come in there and dump $30,000 and it not, you know, and not sink the gym.
Right.
You know? 'Cause gyms aren't really as profitable as everybody thinks they are. You know, they think that, you know, you're just making hand over fist on this cash, and it's really not a major profitable industry. But we didn't purchase it for profit. We didn't really, you know, put this whole endeavor together for a money-making deal. You know, Paul did a fantastic thing whenever he built that gym. You know, it brought a big group of people together. And that's important. So, you know, regardless of money and financials, there still has to be that thing that you're doing that's just good for the community. We have other aspects that we have, you know, other businesses that are profitable businesses. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, the gym does make money. It makes profit. But it's just not what everyone thinks it is. Mm-hmm. But we're still able to keep our rates low, and, you know, we're still able to go in and do a lot of renovation, a lot. I mean, if you could see what we've done in the last 3 months, it's night and day. I mean, and every day we are doing something else. I mean, we're painting today. Right. We've got a guy coming down from Conway bringing some more equipment down. So every single day there's something happening. You know, it's nice, though, to get to see something change. So Right. You're every day you're coming in, you're like, I did that. You know, like, you know, and the members are always really nice, man. Like, I mean, it's been a blessing for us, because it's like we got to open the bay door up and, you know, get rid of this old, you know, leg press machine so we can get the new one in. And, man, I'll tell you, just like, you know, everybody in the gym is, oh, hold on, let me help you, you know. And that's really what it's about. That's the difference between Flex Fitness and your standard, you know, other type of gym, I guess you'd say. I don't want to use any kind of names for references. But, you know, other gyms where they're just kind of mainstream and you're just a number type deal. Mm-hmm. You know, those people just go in and they mind their own business and they're stuck in their own deal. With us, we all chat, we all joke, we all get along good, you know.
You're building a community.
Yeah, you know, and really, man, it's about the culture. It's just about the building a group of people that's, you know, everyone's friends, everyone likes to hang out, everyone wants to see each other, you know. So it's you're getting to have that hour or two every day that you get to go somewhere and hang out, get your lift on, get swole, get jacked, get tanned, and then still get to have that little social time, you know. And we're covered up with mirrors, so vanity's your thing, you know. Come in and flex. We'll take pictures of you. It's fine.
Very good. Very cool. So how can people get in touch with you guys if they want?
You can contact us by phone at 501-538-6090. You can hit us up on Facebook, man. That's really where it's at. Facebook has really been a big deal in the gym industry. We're on Yelp. We're on a great deal of different, you know, social medias, TikTok, Instagram. Facebook is probably one of the easier ways, or just calling. We're getting an app set up now to where you can do an app over your phone to where you can log in every time you've come and so on and so forth. That's going to take us a little bit to get everything squared away with that, because it does change up your key fobs and all that.
But
you know, that's already started. That train's left the station, so it'll be there before too long.
Okay.
But you know, like I said, Facebook is really where it's at.
And if somebody just wanted to drop by,
what's the address?
Where can they find you?
2303 Albert Pike. Okay. That's right beside Tractor Supply.
Fantastic.
So it's right there at the end of the bypass. And like I said, man, the left door is always unlocked between 7:30 and 5:30. So just walk in the door. The office is always open, and you know, you can always find one of us in there. If not, beat on a door till somebody comes to it. Because like I said, the music's really loud. So when you get out of your car, you're gonna just be like, that guy was telling the truth about the loud music, because I can tell you the Tractor Supply does not always care for it. But they get free music, and we don't charge them a dime.
There you go. There you go.
Tractor Supply has been an actual big help, man, because they are just right there.
Right.
So, like, anytime you're like, man, I need another D-hook, you just run right over there and get it.
Very convenient.
So, yeah, it's been a really good addition.
Well, fantastic. Well, we've been talking with Brian Grant, owner of Flex Fitness. Y'all are doing some exciting things over there, and we appreciate you taking the time today, Brian.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.